This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Good night of Shabbos. This parasha is Parashas Pinchas, find the Baruch Hashem, Tisrael, America, on one page. And the parasha here is about Kanoz. Kanoz is a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in some rare cases, it's a midah of people as well. It's something that hard to understand a little bit where it's good as a midah, where it's bad as a midah, but we'll try to get some sense of it. So you have in the beginning of the parasha, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu told So Rashi says, and therefore, why is it listed? Because the Shvatim said, "Harisa ben Puti shepitim avi imar golim was kachovim harag nasi shevet Yisrael." Take a look at what kind of bad person he is. He comes from Avodah Zarah stock, so what good could be with that already? And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, he's been Aaron HaKoyen. Okay, I mean, what's the, there's two tzadim over here. What are the two tzadim? And it's also interesting that he was given a bris shalom. He was given a bris shalom as in reward for the fact that he was a kanoi. Balaturim says over here in his Rimazim that Lochain is Begematria Mida Bemida. Work out the math yourself, it's 100, and Mida is 48 plus the base is 100. So there's a Mida, can get Mida because he was a Kanoi, that's actually what gave him a Bris of Shalom. Doesn't seem to be that that would be the type of Mida, can get Mida that one would expect. For Kanos, it's not something that, you know, Kanos is a harsh thing, a difficult thing. So why in the world would you have Shalom as a Mida Keneged Mida? It's in Bechlal, in Tanakh, I think we find only two people whose Mida was Kanos, whose Ike Mida was Kanos, and those two people were both Kohanim, Pinchas and Elio. Elio is Pinchas, according to the Gemara. So Elio and Pinchas are both Kohanim, and both of them have this mid of Kanos. If, like Rashi says, that it's something which is Kineged Aaron, who's Oyev Shalom or Oyev Shalom, that sort of seems extremely strange that a person would get that type of reward, a Kohen coming from the Shevet of Oyev Shalom, would be the Kanoim who are considered to be extremely chashav as Kanoim. That's what the pasuk seems to be saying. In the etzem mid of kina, as it applies to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rambam says in Mor Nevuchim that the only time that you have a mention of Kas by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Dafka Avodah Zarah. So Kas, Harun, Af, and so on is on Avodah Zarah. The Ramban in Shmois on Kel Kana asks on the Rambam. There are many other cases. And the Rambam says, and the Ramban says that while he disagrees with the Rambam on Harun, Af, and Kas, but Kina, you only find by Avodah Zarah, he says. He says, Aboloshen Kina Emesu, Vekach Omo Bemechilta, Bekina Ninifam Avodah Zarah, Avlichan and Vrachan Varmacherim. So Kina is something which is miyuchet to Avodah Zarah, and that's a very, very different midah. Now, it's hard to say that the only translation of kina would be that it's a very, very, very strong kas. In other words, you say that Kas is the mirah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu whenever he's responding to an avera, which would be the same way by a person. Kas would be responding to some sort of difficulty. But so kinah is a very, very different type of a kas. Just to say that it's harsher is not doing it justice. There's something else about kinah, which is shayach to Avodah Zarah. It's a very different type of kas, and it's unique to Avodah Zarah. I'd like to try a little bit to understand what is that kinah. Rashi says in a few places, but he says Kel Kana, he springs a mechilta. It says Mekana lehipora, veina oiver al midosoi limchal al oven. That the main point about Kana is the main, what's the right word for it, is tachlis. The main practical nafgemina is whether Kadosh Baruch Hu is mavel midosoi or not. In all our averes, we expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu mavel midosov. Over here, one does not expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu mavel midosov when it comes up with a zara. So at least we have some sort of distinction, not just as a very, very terrible kas, but it's a kas that doesn't allow itself to mavel midosov. And the question is, why not? And again, it's hard to just say, well, it's a stronger kas, and therefore mavel midosov is not enough. That's cutting it down. When we're dealing with more and less, it doesn't quite do it justice. So obviously it's a different type of kas. It's a type of kas that has in itself unique features that do not allow for the mavel midosov. I want to try a little bit to understand why. So I want to look at the word kinah in the sense of jealousy, the word kinah, in the sense of zealousness. I like to try a little bit to understand where it comes from. And the Ksava Kabbalah, actually, in Bereishis by Kayan, says a pshat. And I think that's a pshat that we tried to understand. He says a pshat just in terms of where the word comes from. I try a little bit to understand it. He says that the word kinosi, like the word kina, comes from the word kinyan. The word kinyan is the same of the same family of words. Let's try a little bit to understand what that means. We've mentioned a few times that the concept of a kinyan in the way that Torah understands it, is a lot deeper than just a legal mechanism for determining whose is what. The word kinyan is something which describes a sense of an object belonging to me, a sense of an object becoming part of me, a sense of something that I acquired from the outside, and now it has been, it's now become part of my metzias. When a person acquires something, he doesn't only have more goods at his disposal, there's a sense of he himself has grown and gotten bigger with it. Now, you know, its possession is sort of an addition to the person. A place where you see it in halacha. The halacha is that if somebody comes to, he's a bobe machteres, he comes to steal from somebody else, the halacha is he has a din of a rodev. Why? Because it's a chazak in adam maimed al mamoinoi. A person will not stand by idly and watch while somebody is taking away his money from him, and then do nothing about it. We understand it's human nature to stand up for money that's taken from you. And therefore, the person stealing knows that if the owner catches sight of him, he might draw a gun on him, and therefore he draws his gun and is ready to kill the owner. So there's an understood assumption that it might come to bloodshed, and therefore it's a din of a rodef. What's the seichel of Adam not being ma'amar moinai? I mean, let's if this the element of danger, so l'mashal, in order for me to save my money, I need to risk a gunfight with this person, many people will do it. Very few people will engage in the same danger in order to earn that type of money. So what's the difference? The answer is because money that's not mine, to go and to earn it, sach hakol, it's money. And for money, I don't risk my life. Something belongs to me, and someone's taken away from me, it's like somebody's coming to amputate something from me. It's mine. My sense of it being mine makes it part of me. And therefore, just like I would defend myself if somebody threatens a limb of mine, I defend myself if a person takes money of mine. Not everybody, but we don't look down on a person. And there's a chazaka of probability that that's what's going to happen. The word kana lemashal, when you have a hand. So the word kana is used in the Mishnah and Hollis. It means as follows. A hand is divided into three parts. There's the zroa, that's the arm, and that's where a person has the koach. There's the yad, which is the bottom, the hand itself, the lowest piece, which grabs and so on from the wrist down. And that interacts with the world around. And the kane is that which it's called kane, called ama sometimes. That's what an ama is actually. That's the piece that sort of, it's the extension of me. It's anything I do with my hands, I see as an extension of myself and my koach. And that's why it's called a kana. A kana is that which is an extension. It's a long rod which attaches whatever's at the end of it to wherever it's attached. So therefore, a kana means this is the part of the anatomy that makes what my hands do part of me. And not just Maisya Dayim, but Maisya Dayim become part of the person. That is the part that's called Kinyan. So the Bria of Kinyan is not just a legal setup so that we were able to make some sort of sense of who's what and who has the right to what. It's a deep psychological sense of self that a person has. A person who's poor doesn't take his life just because he's poor. A person who lost all his money, Rahman al-Islam in 39 and so in 29, people did because they felt they were losing their self, their sense of self. Let's say I see something by somebody else that I feel rightfully should be mine. Somebody else is driving a very fancy car, I can't afford it, and I'm jealous. So when I'm jealous, it doesn't just mean that I would like to have that car. When I walk by in a store and I see the car for sale, I wasn't turned on. But when I see my neighbor has it, I am turned on because it appears to me the other person has become bigger and better because he has the fancy car. It should be mine. And he's taking mine in a sense. He's taking something that should belong to me. And that's where the bad midah of kinah comes from. The bad midah of kinah comes from a sense of a need for something to be myself. When I walked by the store and I saw the car for sale, I said, well, it would be nice to have the car. I didn't feel worked up and what's going to be and how many have that car. But as soon as my neighbor drove in, and with the car. Now I felt very, very, very distressed. Why? Because I also realized I'm missing a hand, a foot. This is, where's my car? That's the midah of kinah in a bad midah. It means I have a sense of possessiveness for things that are not mine. On the other side, when somebody does come and tear away something from me, that sense of kinah is righteous. So just like if somebody comes to steal from me, I shouldn't be giving my life, but the Torah says almost impossible. When a person has a wife who is the strongest kinyan a person has, and she goes off with somebody else, that's called being mekana. That the parasha of Soita, where a person is mekana leishtoi, kinyan stira, that is that parasha, where the person's anger and fury is a result of my sense of possession rather than the other person's having something. So it is mine, and the fact that someone else has taken that which is mine and has made me crippled, has taken a limb of mine, that's the anger and the fury that's associated with kinah. Kina kanos, Moshe kanos. The by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So anger, so if I see, Lamashal, if I see somebody being mizana with somebody else's wife, I could feel a lot of anger at the injustice the person is doing, at the nevala the person is doing, and so on. But it's not quite the word kanos would not apply to it. The word that would apply to it would be kas of some sort. Kas, chronaf, something where I'm angry and upset and I think this person is doing something horrible. When my possession is being torn away from me, that's when the midah of kanos comes into play. All of the averis that Klal Yisrael does are averis. They're doing wrong. They don't show a ripping away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not analogous to Znus. They're not following a different person. They're following the Taivas. So they're not fulfilling the duties. So just like in the mashal of a wife, if she'd be doing her own thing and neglecting the husband. So that's a bad thing. It's a reason for kas. Kanos would not make sense. But when Klal Yisrael goes after Avodah Zarah, that's when the midah of kanos is shayach in the world. And that's why kanos is miyuchet to kanos is miyuchet to Avodah Zarah as a midah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is especially true over here by Baal Peor. We once spoke about Vayitzamdu. Because they didn't just happen to worship it, but rather they were nitzmat to it. They became enmeshed in it. Like Rashi explains, that the Yitzhak of Azar became the Ma'uruv of Yitzhak of Arayis. Therefore, it has a double. It's doubly drawing Klal Yisrael to quote unquote a different husband, a different someone else. And the Vayitzamdu is a bonding. And that's why, of all the places, this is the place where the Midah of Kanos should express itself. So Kanos is the Midah that is, by Avodah Zarah specifically. The reason is because Kanos is a reaction to something that seeks to tear away Klal Yisrael from its sheirish, from its kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, inspired HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's where the terrible midah of kanos. Rashi says that kanos does not allow for being mavel midosav, The reason is because when a midah comes from anger alone, it's pasig mavel midosof. Let's take a mashal. Imagine as somebody has a child, and he would like the child to, I don't know, to be very formal, to dress very formally, and the child is busy patchkening in the mud or something, and gets his nice suit dirty. So a father could be angry, and a father might express his anger, or yes, this boy got his suit dirty, but on the other hand, he acted very, very nicely to the father. He was kind, he was good, other ways he was accomplished, and it is not, it's imaginable that the father will say, you know what, I'm upset at this, but so much good has come about, we'll overcome it. Imagine that a child, or let's go back to the case of the Isha. Let's say she is Mizana, and coming along and saying, well, you shouldn't be upset because I did so many nice things for you. Well, Hagufa, because I feel so positively inclined to you, this hurts more than ever. If a child is doing something that imperils the child, so the parent is not going to be mavel midosov, because the reaction is coming from those midos. The only kas that emanates from ava is the kas, that's kina. So you can't be mavel midosov. What does it mean when I tally up the good and the bad? So you've treated me badly in X, Y, Z, but A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I, J, you've been amazing. So, okay, so mavel midosov. But if the pagam is in the friendship itself, if you've abandoned me, if you've gone off, because I want you so much, the mavel midosov has no place. Mavel midosov comes from a shortage of alva. So we say the kas comes from a shortage of kas, and ava could be stronger and overcome the kas. But when the kas comes from an ava, like kina does, then it's because I like you. That's why being mechanic, that does not have an ability to be, that doesn't have the ability to be ma'aval midoisa, because the midoisa themselves are begging to do whatever it takes to bring this person in. So the Meir Rashi's definition says in a few places of mavel midosov being something which is not shayach to in kina, that's the definition of kelkana. That is for the same reason. Now in this midah of kana, this midah of kana, in a sense, is the most powerful expression of ava. If a child walks out on a father, Chas v'Shalom, and the father is dispassionate about it, where's the ava? If the father is distraught beyond words, that's what the ava, the being distraught, expresses that ava. So that midah is an extraordinary midah, but it's when a person reacts, one can always, it's always suspect. In other words, if I see somebody, a beloved one doing something wrong, and I get upset, there's always a chakira. Are you upset because your covet has been impugned, and my child did something wrong, and it's an embarrassment to me, in which case, it has nothing to do with my love for the child, it's a cast because the child has forgiven me. I hold myself to be X, Y, and Z, and now my child has done wrong, and has brought shame upon me, and so on. So that's cast. But, and that does not come from Ava, and that's just the meat of kass. If it comes from a makom of Av, of Toiv, then it's because I want you, my child, so much to succeed, and you're destroying yourself. If it comes from that Ava, then it's noble, it's kina. The Shvatim looked at Pinchas and they said, Pinchas, you come from a long line of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Now, I want to explain something about Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah's l'shitasa, I'm not talking about if Avodah Zarah's are right or wrong, but Avodah Zarah, the essence of Avodah Zarah is kas, ka'asehem, for the following reason. In the idol worshippers, in the Greeks, and the Romans, and everybody else's view of the gods, what was the view of the gods? That the gods are good and noble, and a person should want to be like them? As they say in Yiddish, nechte katar, nothing like that. The gods are big and powerful and mighty, and you better not cross them. Gods get angry at you, and well, it's all over. You got to keep them appeased. They were like mafia bosses of sorts, where you pay your protection money, you bring the sacrifices, you do whatever it takes, you build them nice little temples, they're very pleased with you, and then they help you. There's no sense of, this is my ideal, this is what to strive for, and this is what, you know, this is what I realize, this is the beauty, and so on. None of that exists over there. That's not it. So Avodah Zarah is all kas, and that's a mitzias of it. That's the Avodah Zarah l'shitasam. The boyd Avodah Zarah, that's it. So b'meila, they said, if your grandfather and all his family are oyd Avodah Zarah, and he's a kohen of Avodah Zarah, and so on, so his whole mitzias is kas. There is no kina that can come from there. There's nothing coming from Avodah because Avodah doesn't possess it. It's not in the relationship. Even if the gods favor somebody, it's like the way a mafia boss favors somebody. It has nothing to do with Avodah, the way we understand it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered that, no, this is coming from Aaron's midah. Of Aaron's midah was Oyev Shalom, Reid of Shalom. Aaron's midah, looking to bring the Avodah to Israel. Shalom is the connection and the chibur between Klal Yisrael and Shbaruch Hu. It's like a dove of Shalom, where you, a dove of Shalom is when you have all the pieces that need to be together are together. Klal Yisrael and Shbaruch Hu should be one unit, should be something which is a chibur of Elyon and Tachtoy, and Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and b'meila his midah is the rising up in the kanos that came from there. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu was made on him, and that's why the two people who stand out in Tanakh as being people who are kanoim. And the Torah's mitzayinet l'shvach, Belior a little bit up in the air, Pinchas for sure the Bris Shalom, and by Elio Lemaisa, that's he was the kanoi. It's because the children of Aaron, and they feel the kesher of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael more than anyone else. That's why they're the ones that carry the banner of kanos, appropriately so. So we have a midah of kanos. It is, on the one hand, the sharpest form of kas in terms of expression. On the other hand, its roots lie not in anger, but in love. And that's why it can, if it's genuine kanos, it can bring the greatest bracha to Klal Yisrael. Of saving Klal Yisrael, because what it does is reaffirm the kesha pnimi, Kinkayas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'd like to a little bit discuss about kanos that is genuine and kanos is that is kas dressed up as kanos. And let's take a look because tachlis, Klai Yisrael has had kanoim over the generations, in the times of the kanoim who wanted to fight Rome and so on, kanos has been a very very mixed blessing Klai Yisrael. I like to try a little bit to find a point of havchana between the two. Let's go back to a mashal of the money and so on. Imagine somebody is has his life savings on him. An older person is walking with life savings, and a robber comes and without any shred of rachmanis grabs the person's life savings and begins running with it. I'm standing there, and I'm a bystander, and I'm simply outraged at what's happened. How could a person go and do something like that? I begin chasing the robber. I chase the robber, and when he sees that I'm beginning to catch him, I'm beginning to get close to him, he takes the money and throws it far in the other direction. And now I have a choice. I have a choice. I can continue pursuing the robber, or I can take the money. So a person with less principles will run after the money. Listen, money is money. And a person who has very, very strong principles, sees injustice, and so on, will run after the thief and grab him, bring him to the police, the money, whatever happens, that happens, then that's that. But tachlis, I'm here to do what's right. That's a reaction we could expect. Scenario number two. The person who was robbed is not as old and frail as the robber thinks, and he chases after the robber and gives him hot pursuit. He's shows himself to be a very, very strong fellow, maybe draws a gun or so. And now the robber takes all that money and throws it far away. And the person has a choice. He could forego the money. Obviously, somebody else is going to get hold of it. It'll be lost, whatever it is, and bring this terrible person to justice or run for his money. Now, being that we explained, to me, to the person whose money it is, this is my life savings. This is me. So the choice is not between money. Do I want $1 million to catch the robber and put it by my boss? The question is, do I want to lose a foot or catch the robber? The money is me. The money is my metzius, and this is who I am. And if the fire of the greatest fire of a person is self-preservation. So definitely the person will run for his money and hope that this other person will be caught and whatever it is and do every status afterwards. But it's not money to him, like we said. This is me. This is my life savings. Without this, I'm gone. So I'm not going to, if somebody grabbed somebody's oxygen tank, he wouldn't run after the robber, he'd run to grab his oxygen tank. This is me. So we have two people in a similar situation, and the reaction is very, very different. The person who doesn't feel that loss will above all want to chase after the robber, and the person who feels the loss above all will want to rectify the loss. Chasing the robber might be the only way to get the money. But tachlis, that's his mechubit. If a person is a genuine kanoi, so what is his midah? his midah is that Torah Tzibul and Moshe, my Rosh Kolos Yaakov. This is Klal Yisrael. Torah is Klal Yisrael's possession. And if Klal Yisrael doesn't have it, doesn't keep it, doesn't have it, and so on, then Klal Yisrael is not, is missing its heart. So if I see somebody coming after Klal Yisrael to try and to be meisus medyechdem, I will do whatever it takes to keep that person away from Klal Yisrael. That's a common reaction across the board. Let's say the person has done it already, and now I have people that are missing Torah lematzah l'shishar via. And I have two choices. I can run after, spend my energy running after the people or movements who've gotten them into this fix. Or I can bring back some Torah to some of the people. Where do I spend my energy? So if my kanos is a righteous anger, I'm an outsider who saw an injustice being done, then my primary target will be to target the people who've done this terrible thing. And that's where my emotional energy is spent, because that's what I feel. If my primary motivation is the fact that they are missing something so vital, then all that energy is harnessed on trying to get it for those people. I want to tell a story about somebody because he was a real kanoi and understand what a kanoi is. The person's name was Reb Dov Sokolovsky. He was a son of the Mir Rav, Rav Ramsfi Kamai. He used to live near the Meir Yeshiva, and he was a very big tzaddik. You could always get by him a favor, money, loan, this, that. He was always asik and chesed. He had a kol also. He was a big kanoi. He was part of the Torah character in one way or another, and worked hard to try to get a bus route that wouldn't be mechallel Shabbos, things of that nature. But an extraordinarily real side. At his levaya, his Rabbi Sham, I don't know exactly what his first relationship was, told over a story. He said he had a big gemach, and he calls him once and he says, I need you to track down a certain person from a certain town someplace, Yehupis of sorts, or Ramla, Lod, Rishon Sion, somewhere. Track down this person. He took a loan. I tried calling the number he gave me. There's no such number, and gave me an address. I don't know if it exists. Track him down and see if you can get the money. It's a large sum of money. Kids say he went to the place. There was no address like that. There's nothing. He had been taken. So when he came back, he asked Reb Dov Sokolovsky, I don't understand you. Your experience, you have a good math, so on. Person walks in, gives an address and phone number, and you give him a few thousand shekel. It was a large sum in those days. So Reb Dov said, I remember the mice exactly what happened. This person was one of the Georgian Olim who came to Eretz Yisrael in the 70s. And unfortunately, they were mostly put to work in Lod, in Ben Gurion, loading, unloading planes, which went out to Mechal Shabbos. They were all the different porters over there and the workers, and it was a Chil Shabbos job. This person said, called me, he came to me, and he said that he has a chance to buy a kiosk now in wherever he lives, and which means that he won't have to be Mechal Shabbos, but he needs a down payment now. It was Friday lunchtime. And if I get him the down payment now, we sign the contract, I don't go to work the Shabbos, and I'm a Shomer Shabbos at the time. So Dov told him, as soon as I heard those words, everything was short-circuited. I couldn't think of anything else. Saving him for the whole Shabbos, I grabbed every penny I had, dumped it on him, didn't bother to ask for identification, nothing, and that's what it is. And he said, when I heard Shabbos, I lost it. That's Kanos. Kanos means that first and foremost, what's driving me is that he's going to call Shabbos. And my most emotional outburst is saving even on Shabbos. So campaigning against the bus company, against the Zionists, against this, against that, those are expressions of it. But the real issue is, what is it? Is it a righteous anger, or is it a love for Klal Yisrael? The fact that you're upset at somebody doing an avla is fine, but that's not hanos. And therefore, when you cross a line, that's coming from a bad midah. It's coming from somewhere else. So there's no excuse for that crossing the line. And if somebody sees somebody else kill somebody, and he shoots him as a punishment without due process, both halacha and lavlo vados, the court system, person is a murderer. So we can find some leniencies, but tachlis, at the end of the day, he's a murderer. But if a mother sees somebody coming after her child and she shoots him not to take her child, is that a murderer? That's a savior. In other words, or it's true about other people. So if I see somebody threatening somebody and I shoot him, what drove me was the saving of a life. Then of course it's coming from the deepest love of a mother for a child. The stories will be thinking about, talking about Tisha B'Av, about Chana Shabbosah, and all those. Those were in Yanim that were coming from deep Ahava, not from Kas. That becomes an extraordinary midah of Kana. So the midah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Kana is a unique midah. Kel Kana applies only in one incident, Avodah Zarah. It's a midah that does not allow for overriding any other, but through midas of Avin Chesed, because it is come from Avin Chesed. Human beings to rise to that midah is very difficult. It happened to children of Aaron HaKoyen, or Oyev Sholem, Reyev Sholem, whose mitzias is the Av of Klal Yisrael. They rose to that midah of such a powerful Avil that they were willing to do what it takes to save Klal Yisrael. People who are Oisik in Kadosh, in the Yom HaDin, they're going to ask us, was it because you were upset at Reuven? Because you wanted to save Shimon? If it's coming because of your desire to save Shimon, why weren't you there to help him say Krishna? Why weren't you there to teach him Torah, to put on tefillin? If the anger against X, Y, Z is because they took Torah away from Klal Yisrael, why don't you expend as much energy to return Torah to Klal Yisrael as you do to fighting them? Kanos, where's the love? Where is the love where you can sit down and eat and have him do a mitzvah and bring him one step closer, return something that's lost from him, teach him something so that his Meirosikilis Yaakov is returned to him, that is Yerusha returned to him. Why was no energy channel to that? Only a person whose energies are channeled to doing for Klal Yisrael can legitimately claim that his energies focused on Rishi Yisrael and so on is a special love for Klal Yisrael rather than just hatred or just some sort of caste of some sort. B'kanes kinasi, the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that his kinah comes from being a ben benoy of Aaron HaKoyen, that's the person who HaKadosh Baruch Hu forces a bris shalom forever and ever. Shabbos.